The five accused in the Senzo Miyua murder case appearing in court today, at their first appearance, you'll remember this, the four of the five suspects denied any involvement in the murder of the Bafana Bafana goalkeeper. They've reiterated that again today. They claim they're being used as scapegoats. They had nothing to do with the shooting. In fact, one of the accused today is wearing a t-shirt that reads, "I want justice to be done. I'm not a killer of Senzo Miyua." At the back it says, "Ask the people who were there. They know the truth." So the four were given until today to apply for legal aid or to appoint lawyers. One of them has representation. AfriForum also in court today to support the Miyua family. I saw a clip of Gerry Nell saying they expected the mastermind to be charged today, or soon at least, but no mastermind yet. Gumotso Modise, EWN reporter in Boksburg for us today. Gumotso, thank you for your time. What happened in court this morning?
Well, Mandy, this morning we saw the five accused in the Senzo Miyua case return to the dock as we heard the state really read their charges again and tell the court that they need more time to finish their investigations. We heard one of the accused, that is Umthobi Sinube, really losing his temper a little, speaking over the magistrate today in court, saying that he had nothing to do with this, with the murder, and that the courts are playing with them. He says, essentially, that just means, you know, that we've been used as scapegoats. We did nothing. I never killed Senzo Miyua. And so, you know, that was really the theme today from all the accused, saying that they've already said this in the last appearance, and they're repeating it today, that they know nothing, they don't know why they're in court.
Gumotso, some of them tried to speak directly to the magistrate today, a little bit unruly, that whole proceeding this morning, trying to make their point that this is a stitch-up, that they had nothing to do with it. Did things get a little bit heated there?
They did. So when all the accused were asked by the magistrate whether they, well, three of the accused actually do not have a legal representation at all, two do. The one has been represented by legal aid and the other has a private lawyer. Now, the three that do not have representation were asked again today whether they would like legal rep, and they did tell the court today that they will be applying with the legal aid. But they also said that they'll apply, but they also wanted an opportunity to speak in court today. We heard that thrice from the three men, and the magistrate deterred them, discouraged them from this, saying that it could be, whatever they say, could be used in their trial, and so they should wait to get legal representation. But they kept on insisting. And that's when we heard from Nube, who told the magistrate, speaking over the magistrate, you know, for some time, saying that he wants an opportunity to speak. He is the one that's accused of this crime, and he should be given a chance to say what he feels or what he wants to say. Now, Mandy, as you said there, Mandy, that the T-shirt that he was wearing had a really strong message. That was Nube's T-shirt that said that ask the people that were there, they know the answers.
Gumotso Modise, Eyewitness News reporter. Thank you. She's been in Boksburg for us today. Let's speak to Kali Creel, AfriForum CEO, who's also been watching this. Kali, thanks for your time today. AfriForum was expecting the mastermind, or the so-called mastermind, to be charged today. That didn't happen.
Yes, no, we didn't happen, but we did have meetings with the police in the run-up to this. And we now believe that there's even a stronger case against the mastermind. And hopefully this postponement would have been to make sure that next time around the mastermind would be in court. We believe there is ample evidence against the mastermind. Since the last time we spoke, new evidence has also come to the fore. So we are confident that when this case resumes on the 5th of March, there will be an accused number 6, and that accused will be the mastermind.
Kali, as you say, you've had meetings with the police, you've had sight of the docket. These five men who were in court today, they are vociferous. They are adamant that they were not involved. After seeing the police's case, are you satisfied that they have the right guys here?
Yes, most definitely. There's a lot of evidence. We know that there's DNA evidence. We know that there's ballistic evidence. And, of course, that happens many times. If people are caught that they were involved in a murder, most would deny that, but the evidence says something else. And we are happy about that fact, that the state has the right people. We are also happy that there's new evidence. What we are not happy with is the fact that as an organization that represents the Miyua family, It's unfortunate that they now have to wait until March next year. Remember, they've been waiting 6 years already. Today at the court, we had Senzo Meyer's two sisters, Zama and Ndlandla, as well as his brother Sifiso, that all three of them were in court. And they want to see justice being done, and they wanted to see it swiftly. We agree with them, but fortunately, what we can say is that the wheels of justice are turning, and it won't be another 6 years before we see justice being done. We hope to see that soon, and that process would start on the 5th of March next year.
Kali Creel, AfriForum CEO. They're representing the Miyiwa family. They're supporting them. Thank you for speaking to us today, Kali. So no mastermind yet. We'll see. Maybe in March next year they will charge the so-called mastermind. A sixth accused possibly will be added to that charge.